Children were the most numerous when all of them were home and there weren't many gone yet. Wouldn't Monday be a busy day for you? Wash day?
Every day would be a busy day.
Well, did you have any special work to do on Monday? Did you set up anything special for Monday?
No, except to get them out of school for the beginning of the week and to get them started for the week.
Well, didn't you do the wash, you and Granny?
Who did the wash?
When did you do that?
We did that. Usually did that on Monday. But it was a bad day. We hung it in the cellar.
Was there much wash?
Oh, yes. There was much wash. And we always did it ourselves, bedclothes and all. And ironed on Tuesday.
And you'd always get it dry in one day?
Usually.
Would it fill the yard when you put it up?
Yes, and more than fill the yard.
You'd have to hang...
We'd have to hang a second up, and then more than fill the cellar when we'd use the cellar.
How many pieces do you think it would be altogether?
Oh, I wouldn't be able to count either.
200? 300?
I haven't any idea.
Did you make lunches for the children?
Yes, those that were in high school, I think it was. In high school, they took lunch. All of them.
How much did they take?
A couple of sandwiches and some fruit. Cake or something. Whatever was in the house that they could take. That was always made in the morning.
Well, did you use an electric mangle iron for ironing?
Yes. We had a mangle, electric ironer, and electric washer.
So by Wednesday you were all finished with the clothes?
Usually. Usually, unless there was too much ironing, and then it had to go over. Well, two of us ironed, one at the mangle and one at an iron.
Yourself and Granny?
Yeah.
Didn't the children annoy and interfere with your ironing, coming in from school and all?
Oh, yes. Sure, you have to stop and give them lunch and get them ready to see that they get washed and get out again to go back to school. That was just routine.
Well, did that go on all day? Did it take you all day to do it?
The ironing?
Yeah.
Usually, because there was a lot of things to iron and to put away. Putting them away was really as big a job as anything else.
Then you had the beds to make every morning, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah, beds to make and rooms to straighten up. Kitchen to clean up.
Did you have a tea in the afternoon? Didn't Granny have tea around 4
Granny and I always had tea, around 3 o'clock or so.
Before the
or
children?
Or whoever was here, before the children came home from school.
But I remember sometime we got home early or got sick or something, we'd have some tea with you.
We always had our tea party about 3 o'clock.
And didn't Granny take bread and butter and sugar sometime?
Yes. She loved to put sugar on her bread and butter and say, "Do you remember when I used to do that for you when you were a little girl? Remember when I used to give you that when you were a little boy? Bread and butter with sugar on it."
Well, then, you cleaned up the house every day and not just one day of the week.
I didn't say clean. I said straighten up. You had to straighten the rooms up when you made the bed. Oh, we cleaned. We cleaned once a week. We usually had the one day or two afternoons maybe for cleaning. That was once a week.
Would that be Saturday?
No, that would be usually about Thursday and Friday.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I didn't worry about the house. I'd get untidy, but I knew it was clean once a week.
What about Wednesday? What did you do on Wednesday then?
Clothes away and mended and sewed. Put the laundry away. Where it belonged, and mended and sewed.
Then Saturday with the children home was a different day, wasn't it?
Yes. Saturday was like a holiday.
Was it easier with the children home or off on a school day?
Well, usually on Saturday at that time, Pop would take us for a ride.
I see.
He'd take us out someplace for a ride. I'd go with him.
And then Sunday you'd go for a ride too, wouldn't you?
Yes, Sunday we'd go for a ride or something. We all go out together some way.
Can you remember any hand-me-downs that went through a number of children?
What do you mean, clothes?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember anything but hand-me-downs. They used to get a big thrill out of hand-me-downs. It was like Christmas every time we'd open another box that came in from somebody to see who could get something out of it for themselves.
But even the stuff you bought new was handed down, wasn't it? Like Frank's suits?
Oh, yes. It was handed down to the next fall and it fit.
And especially children's clothes, I guess. Did anything ever go through the whole 14 children?
Well, no, because there were boys and girls.
Well, I mean, children's shoes could have.
Oh, yes, the boys often wore girls' shoes. And the girls often wore boys' shoes. That was no detriment to them handed down.
How about overcoats?
Overcoats lasted until there wasn't anybody left to wear them. They never gave up.
And
somebody could wear them.
And the chairs, too, the high chairs.
The high chairs and the
half-high chairs.
And the pins.
Pins, oh yeah, the children's pins.
Children's pins.
Well, didn't some of them just last right through the whole crowd? Did you have any that began with Frank and lasted to Rosie? The high chair, for example?
I guess that one upholstered chair that's downstairs yet, I guess that went all through. Everybody had a time at that. The other high chairs wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably has been here for 39 or 40 years, but it wouldn't show the wear as much as the upholstered chair. Now the back, sides, and seat are upholstered.
And it's a...
Grandfather bought that.
Is it a high chair?
High chair. It's upholstered in tan.
Uh-huh. You remember any funny things about hand-me-downs?
Well, the only thing I remember about hand-me-downs is that there was one little girl that used to send, her mother used to send her clothes to me because she was an only child, and when her things were through, there was nobody to wear them. And she used to point out all her dresses and things to the other children that mine wore in school of hers. And it got to be such a joke that I had to stop letting them wear them because it was bad for her too. And it was bad for mine. They never complained, but they used to tell me that so-and-so had told another one in school that this was her dress and I was wearing it. But I stopped that. I stopped that. I'd keep the things for a while before I'd let them wear them. I wouldn't let them wear them right away until they wouldn't be too familiar to her.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, hand-me-downs never meant anything as far as mine were concerned. It was Christmas again when they got another box that they could go through and see if there was anything in it that fit them. They never resented it or never felt badly about it, wearing them.
Did you ever surprise any visitors by the whole, who didn't know the number of children when they see the crowd in the house?
I suppose they all knew before they came in how many were in the house.
How about riding in the car? Seems to me that time we went down to Jim's ordination, we had Joe McKenna's Packard, and they all came piling out of the Packard. Why, that surprised a lot of the people. Remember any other times like that?
Yes, we used to surprise people with the number that we carried in that Ford. And we'd go any place and stop. I'd be so surprised that the Ford would hold so many. But we got more out of a Ford than anybody did. I've seen myself pack 13 into that Ford at one time and go different places. Of course, some of them would be little and have to stand up, which would be an advantage. They wouldn't all have to sit down. But we got maximum of service out of any car we had.
Well, did you ever travel around with the roof down on that Ford?
We did, but that wasn't too convenient with children. Because, for one thing, the sun and all, and open to the elements, as well as some of them standing up instead of sitting down, wouldn't be too convenient.
I guess when you went to the store, you had to buy large quantities of food.
I always bought large quantities.
Is that larger than most anybody else was buying?
Well, it would be kind of surprising, but it was always better to buy in quantities, large quantities.
Can you remember any of the size of the orders you made, like a weekly order?
No, nothing unusual in a weekly order, except that we got about 10 to 12 quarts of milk a day,
uh-huh.
which was rather trying on the milkman. And our orders from the store were always of exceptional quantity to what other people.
Didn't you get one big piece of meat try to last for a couple
got
of days?
Got one big piece of meat that usually would last till Wednesday.
Oh.
And then in Wednesday buy either another piece of meat or what would do for the rest of the week. The meat problem was really a problem sometimes to get enough to put you over.
A 20-pound turkey wouldn't last many days, would it?
Well, that might last 3 or 4 days. 3 days, anyhow.
Did you do any baking? The family was large. Did you bake any bread or?
I did make bread and made whole wheat bread. I wasn't too successful at it. And then to the baking today is different. I didn't have a proper place to put bread to raise in. Kitchen was too drafty for things of that kind. Cakes and pies and such stuff, but bread wasn't much of a success.
Did you ever have any help outside of Catherine in the busy days, in the days when the family was full?
Any help?
They had Granny most of the time.
Oh, Granny. I managed the best we could.
Did Aunt Sally help any?
In her own way.
But not with the cooking or the dishes?
No. She might help with the dishes.
How about Aunt Mary?
Well, Aunt Mary was good with the children. She would help in taking care of them or helping them out.
How was it that Granny always stuck up for Dad? Always tend to agree with him.
Because she was so very fond of him. She thought there was nobody like him. As Granny was concerned, Dad was everything that was to be commended and everything that was worthwhile.
Well, why did Dad always continue attacking her, making jokes about her?
Very fond of Granny, just as he was. Granny was a great friend of his own mother's, and I think next to his own mother, he enjoyed and liked Granny.
So there was never any real rift between them at all?
Never. Besides, he was the greatest man that ever lived.
And she never changed about that?
No. Greatest man that ever lived. I was lucky to have such a good man. That's another idea.
Yeah.
Always. One, two.
Did you do some washing every day?
When the children were little, we used to wash almost every day.
Uh-huh.
It was easier than letting it all go.
Well, how about washing them? Well, that was an hour's job, wasn't it?
Oh, well, that was at night before they'd go to bed.
Uh-huh.
Get them all cleaned up. Get a clean bed.
Well, that was an everyday chore then.
Yes, it was practically. Ready for the school the next day.
Well, what time would it be at night by the time you could sit down to read something or have time to yourself?
Well, the site wouldn't be settled. It was usually until about 9 or 9:30.
Uh-huh.
And then the big ones then would still be sort of still up or still doing for themselves.
So you didn't do a lot of reading or...
No, I couldn't do a lot of anything. Did what you could, that's all. Make the days longer, you went as long as the days went, and that's all. Settled.
How did you learn cooking for such a big crowd?
I never learned cooking. I don't know cooking yet. Rennie and Catherine, and anybody that cooked just multiplied whatever they were making to make so much more.
Do you try to work things out on a budget?
Oh yeah, you had to do that. To make the money go.
It wasn't hard to make it go, was it?
To make it go till the end of the week.
Oh.
It was bad because you had buy in quantity. And buying in quantity was much easier than buying in smaller pieces and trying to get by. We had one store that took care of us, an American store, that pretty well took care of us.
Now that's the end of this tape.